business success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. Join RVK for the award-winning RV on Business Show every Tuesday at 12 midday. It's not about thinking out of the box. There is no box. Only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome to 101.9 Chai FM. It is almost 10 minutes past 12. As usual, thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're discussing a topic that is almost made of nightmarish stuff. The thing that every business owner has nightmares about, and it's not only tax. It is the idea that everything needs to be reported. Everything needs to be managed in such a way that your company runs smoothly and efficiently. The idea of not submitting certain documents on time, not doing certain returns on time, are no longer a thing of the past. They've got to be done. They've got to be handed in. And that idea that you can really run things by the seat of your pants and get away with it, it's all good enough if you're running a one-man show and your turnover is very small. But if you're really involved in the bigger picture of things, where you are involved in tax, in VAT, in getting different grants from different agencies, one really needs to have everything above board. And recently, the government has become quite strict about that, about deregistering companies, about freezing bank accounts when things are not up to date. So before we go down that horror road, Josh Alexander, InfoDocs founder and CEO, welcome back to Chai FM.
Thanks for having me, Avi.
A pleasure. Just help us out of this horror story. I mean, it sounds like an advert for Halloween. But what's really going on with, I suppose, non-compliance at the moment? Where do people find themselves?
So the new requirement in compliance that is causing the nightmare you speak of is beneficial ownership. Beneficial ownership is a new requirement that was introduced after South Africa was grey-listed just a couple of years ago. It was in response to claims that South Africa was not a safe place to do business because the government didn't know who the individuals who ultimately owned or controlled the companies were. And thus, they introduced a beneficial ownership register last year. And every registered company is required to file their beneficial owners with the CIPC every year. That is the new requirement that is causing business owners such a scare.
The dashboard here has just lit up. The first one or two comments I'm seeing are, well, I'm really a very small business owner. I'm 100% share owner, a holder. Do I still need to comply?
Great question. And perhaps an important distinction to make is that this is not every business out there, it's every registered company. So if you have registered a private company or you have a closed corporation or your business has been registered as a company, then yes, you have to comply, even if you are the sole director, shareholder. In that case, it's a very simple process, but you still need to file this information. And you can do that in one of a few ways, but you can do it directly with the CIPC. You can go onto their website and have a look at all of the resources, all of the guides. There's a lot of information. It can seem a little overwhelming, but you can do it directly with CIPC if you create an account and follow all their steps. Or you can do this by going to a professional, like an accountant. They are often the ones who are doing this type of CIPC, or as it's sometimes referred to, company secretarial work. Or you can use a tool like InfoDocs, where we've tried to make it as simple and easy as possible. You can sign up with InfoDocs, search for your company, check if your beneficial ownership needs to be filed, and if so, you can file it in a few quick steps through our platform.
Josh, interesting, because Morepo says, I got a bill from my accountant for this. I wasn't quite sure what I was paying for, but thank you for clarifying. Okay, so at least someone's having a, 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 a sleep-filled night tonight because it's done.
Exactly.
But just take us back to Infodox. You're the founder. Why did you start it? And what do you guys actually do? What service do you provide?
Sure. So I started Infodox nearly 7 years ago now, and I actually started Infodox to help my father, who is a business owner, manage his compliance with CIPC. He is a bit of a serial entrepreneur who had built a few businesses and was the type of do-it-yourself business owner who didn't want to pay a professional simply because they know more than him. He would rather, sickle on the internet trying to figure out how to do things himself. And it would ultimately end up costing him lots of time, if not the money that he would have paid to a professional. So he mentioned CIPC to me, and the way he described it, it was obvious. This is a problem that every business owner faces. And that was the part that really excited me. If I can solve this problem of the complexity and the time cost of compliance, it's a solution that could potentially benefit many, many business owners. And from the very early days, we had this magic number in mind. We used to say, can you imagine we were able to help 100,000 companies solve this problem? And today we are sitting on, I think, 93,000 companies on our platform. We're hoping to reach this magic number of 100,000 companies by the end of the year. After that, who knows? But really, it comes back to that simple starting point, that problem that my father had, where he just needed to make sure that his company was up to date, it was compliant with CIPC, so that he could focus on the most important part of building a business, which is actually building a business.
Josh, spot on. And that is the challenge that most business people have, is by the time you turn around to get something done, everybody's closed at 7:30 at night, and you haven't even started pushing paper around. You've just been focusing on getting things done. And often the person that you hire might not be up to speed with this, or not even know where to start. The question I just want to ask you as an aside is, how did you know where to start? How did you know how to build a software package that would work?
That is a great question. I would say that I learned it the hard way by following my father's example and being a do-it-yourself type of business owner, as many entrepreneurs are. I read every article, I read every page on the CIPC website. Eventually, I went and read every page of the Companies Act and actually built this platform with the help of our customers. So on Infodox, it's not just business owners, it's also the professionals. If you've got an accountant who has filed your beneficial ownership, chances are they filed it through Infodox. If you have a lawyer or a company secretary who has created a share register for you in the last year, chances are they created it on Infodox. And it is by working with these professionals who knew more than me, that we were able to take the work they were doing and just simplify it. I have some amazing mentors, Avi, and one of them was the founder of SimplePay. And he was such an inspirational founder to follow because he had this very simple way of looking at payroll. He used to say payroll is not the hardest part of building a business. Payroll is not the important part of building a business. Payroll is actually just one of the boxes that you need to tick in order to continue with your business. And for that reason, we believe that payroll should be as simple and mundane as possible. He used to use that word mundane, and I thought, what founder considers his business or his product mundane? And it's a humble guy like this who goes, you know what? We're not trying to cost you time. We're not trying to cost you money. We're actually just trying to make your life as simple as possible by making this problem, which might be payroll, it might be compliance. It might be any of the other boxes that business owners just have to get ticked so that they can get back to the important work of building their business. Let's make that box, ticking that box, as mundane as possible. And Infodox does the same thing for CIPC compliance.
And Josh, what you've really done is you've been able to put yourself into a position where your tool has become so easy to use and so universal that it's not only used by the end user, but it's used by the service provider themselves in order to bypass maybe a laborious government website just to get the stuff done. Talking about businesses, we need to keep the lights on at Chai FM, so we need to run to a quick ad break. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with you in a moment.
This is RV on Business.
Josh, coming back to you, there's been so many messages that have come through, mainly saying, well done, thank you. Never knew who the voice behind the website was. We use it all the time, makes life so much easier. It's a pity that the government can't get its act together and some youngster had to make money off it, but good luck to him. Couldn't agree more. Not a pity that you make money, but you provide a service. Just before we get down to some of the penalties that people are feeling, they don't behave themselves. How long does it take to actually get this thing done, and what does it cost?
That's the real question, hey? There are, like I say, a few options, and if you're willing to pay any costs, your quickest option is probably to find an accountant who can help you do this. If you've got all the time in the world, you can go directly to the CIPC website and create an account and find the steps and go through their process. If you want to save yourself the time and the cost, I would recommend Googling Infodox or even searching how to file beneficial ownership. You'll see us pop up on the first page. And it honestly takes about 10 minutes or less with Infodox, especially if, like the earlier listener, you are the sole shareholder of your company. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to search for your company, create a share register. It's as simple as adding your own name, saying, I own all 100 or 1,000 shares in the company. We will create all the documents you need, and then you can click file beneficial ownership. We'll make sure we have all the information CIPC need. You'll need to upload your certified ID as part of that, and that'll be it done. There's one more important thing that I do have to mention, and that it's the annual return that CIPC requires every company to file. That annual return can no longer be filed unless your beneficial ownership has been submitted. And it needs to be submitted in the same calendar year. So we've had some customers who filed their beneficial ownership towards the end of last year. Their annual return became due in January or February. And when they went to file it, they were blocked from filing it because CIPC needs you to submit this information every calendar year. So beneficial ownership is going to be something that you're going to do on an annual basis. Infodox is the simplest and the quickest way to file it. And I think we charge less than 250 Rand for this. That includes your share register, your share certificates, your supporting documents for the beneficial ownership. You can do all of that for less than 250 Rand through Infodox.
Somebody wants to ask, how clever is Infodox? What I mean is, if I register with them once, are they going to remind me on an ongoing basis to get my A into G, which I'm not going to translate?
Infodox is as clever as it needs to be to help you do what should be a very simple and straightforward process. It will remind you every year when your beneficial ownership is due, and if any changes to that information take place during the course of the year, we will remind you to file that updated beneficial ownership information as well. If Infodox does its job right, this is an app that you're going to use once, maybe twice a year, and that's it. And you'll know that your company is compliant and you'll be able to sleep better at night, which will give you more energy to build your business tomorrow and to continue doing the really hard thing, which is building your business.
Josh, let's not use scare tactics, but keep your head in the sand is also as stupid. What's the bottom line? If you don't file on time, what can happen and what has happened to companies?
So last year, and this data was released quite recently, last year the CIPC actually deregistered 650,000 companies. That's 650,000 of between 3 and 4 million registered companies. So it's a huge chunk. It's probably the most companies they've ever deregistered in a given year. And they deregistered those companies mostly because they failed to do the simplest requirement, which is file their annual return. If you don't file your annual return, the CIPC will consider your company to be inactive and will eventually deregister it, which means you are no longer a legal entity. You can no longer trade as that company or send invoices to clients. And in a worst case scenario, the government can actually absorb the assets of a deregistered company. It can absorb those assets and sell them off. So it's a worst case scenario. It happens very rarely, but deregistrations happen all the time. We see customers coming to us saying, I didn't realize that my company was a year or two behind on annual returns. All of a sudden, it's deregistered, and SARS are telling me I'm in trouble. The bank is telling me that my company is no longer active. And that is a much more complicated process to reinstate a company. If you do find yourself in that position, we've written a very helpful article on the topic. You can probably Google how to reinstate a company and find the Infodocs help desk article on that. But really, it's a complicated process that you want to avoid as much as possible. Filing your annual return can take 5 minutes or less. It's not a complicated requirement, but it is something that you just need to do once a year. And if you're not sure whether your company is compliant or not, search for Infodocs, add your company. It's all free. You can check if you have any annual returns that are overdue. And for your beneficial ownership, whether you choose to do it through us or not, you can use Infodocs to create some of the supporting documents. So earlier I mentioned that every registered company must keep a share register. The share register, or the register of securities, as it's sometimes called, or the register of shareholders, is one of the supporting documents required for your beneficial ownership. And Infodocs offers share registers at no charge. So you can add your company, check if your company is compliant. You can use the app to create a share register, which you will need regardless of whether you file through us. And if you do choose to save yourself some time and some cost, you can file your beneficial ownership through Infodocs for less than 250 rand.
I'm sitting here, and as a question pops in my mind, you keep answering it. So, I mean, it's just absolutely fluid the way the whole process works. You said you've got 97,000 odd companies. We're looking to get to towards 100,000, based on the figures that you gave before. I mean, it really means that a chunk of active companies are using your process. The question that comes up is that it's pretty straightforward for a smaller company, but let's take a very large company, not something that's listed, but something that's a lot larger, has subsidiaries, it has shareholders, it has trusts. How does that all come together?
Those are some of my favorite companies to work with. We have many large companies on Infodocs, many complex structures. The data that we end up collecting on these companies makes us better and better at what we do, both for the simple and the complex customers. But it also helps us to paint a picture of exactly what the government are after. You know, who are the people who ultimately own or control these companies? This is all private information. It's held in a very secure environment in Infodocs. No one has access to your company data except the owners of the company and those who manage it. But when it comes to a complex company, say a company with 100 shareholders, and a chunk of those shareholders are companies or trusts in and of themselves, what you end up with is a diagram, or as CIPC call it, a disclosure of the beneficial owners that looks like a tree or an organogram showing this company owns this company, which owns this trust, which has these beneficiaries. And Infodocs is getting smarter and smarter every day. We're able to map this information further and further. But luckily, South Africa is not the first country to be creating a register of beneficial owners. They've worked out that if you had to report every single person behind these companies, it would take forever. So instead, it's anyone who owns 5% or more in the company that you're filing for. So if you've got one company that owns 50% of another company, and there's an individual in that company that only owns 10%, you'll see that individual, but you won't see anyone with less equity than that person. So you're not going to see all 100 shareholders, each with 1%. In fact, in that case, you'll have to submit a disclosure that says we have no beneficial owners because no one holds more than 5% in this company. Ultimately, this company is so distributed that no one has what in other countries they might call significant control over this company. Instead, we have to run a resolution, and we have to vote, and we have to run it in a much more distributed way. So the way these companies map out in the complex structures is something that we love to work on, actually.
Further on that note, someone wants to ask, do you also assist with family-owned companies?
Absolutely. Family-owned companies are very common, and depending on who the shareholders of that family company might be, for example, in many cases, a trust is used as the owner of a company for a family. In that case, you can submit your beneficial ownership through Infodocs. We will ask you to manually add the beneficiaries of that trust when filing. Otherwise, if it is a family-run business like Infodocs ultimately is, I built this business for my father, with my father. Him and I are listed as the beneficial owners of Infodocs. So both names come up when I'm filing. And yeah, I encourage you to try it. It sounds like a complicated process, but once you follow the two or three steps on Infodocs, and you get to the part where you file your beneficial ownership, you'll see Infodocs has already calculated everything for you. It can see who the shareholders are, it can see if the shareholders are companies, and it can work out who those shareholders are. It puts that all into a diagram, one of the supporting documents you need to file, and it honestly, when it works like magic.
Josh, something that I'd like to know, it sounds like AI plays a fundamental part in Infodocs. How important or pivotal has it become over the last couple of years?
The biggest impact AI has had on the Infodocs app and the team is that it has made every individual in the Infodocs team about 10 times smarter. And when I say that, I mean every developer is able to work like 10 times as quickly because they've got AI agents helping them write code. Our security has probably become 10 times better because we're asking AIs to audit our work and make sure that there are no holes. And we are using AI to do all sorts of data analysis to help us improve our algorithms, to help us, you know, speed up development of all of the features that customers are requesting. So really, Infodocs itself is still quite a simple app, as it should be. This is not a complicated app that we're building. But the way it's built and the improvements that we're making are all being powered by AI now. And you know, it's a fantastic time to be working in a technology business.
No, it certainly is. I've just seen my own practice how it works. And not only that, and just running nonprofits, sitting down and writing a blurb was like a task that you waited until you were like, I didn't have a choice in the deadline, it was 5 minutes. You can now put in the parameters and work your first article and then just build on there. It's just, and it's got your flavor in it. Josh, a lot of people are wanting to know, when are you going to become Minister of Finance?
I get this question, not specifically Minister of Finance, but I get the question quite often. Why don't you just go and work for the CIPC? And I have thought about this very seriously a number of times. You know, the government have a huge mandate. They have a big role and a hard job to do. And I really think it's quite a natural, and I've looked at first world countries. I've studied the CIPC of, you know, the UK and other countries in Europe. I've looked at other apps in other countries where, you know, the government are building better websites and better processes, and yet these apps still exist. And I've asked myself, why are there still private companies building apps to help people do what government requires them to do? And ultimately, it's because it's the way that industries develop. The government received the mandate to record a register of beneficial owners. And as a government, they need to move slowly and carefully with these things. It's very important that their infrastructure, you know, never falters. Meanwhile, apps in the private industry can move at blitz scale, right? They can move much faster to find solutions, to experiment with new features and new ways of doing it. I think this time next year, you will likely be filing your beneficial ownership through a chat interface, maybe on WhatsApp with an AI, because the AI will just be the one turning the forms into questions. And there are some people who would prefer to file their beneficial ownership like that, but it's not going to be the government that builds the first AI chatbot for filing beneficial ownership. And to be honest, if it doesn't work, you don't want it to be the government either. You want one of these private companies to experiment, see if it works, and if it works, the government will adopt it. They are just a lot more, you know, meticulous and cautious about how they release things. And so there's really place for all of us. I hope that the work that we do inspires the CIPC and other government entities to adopt simpler ways of doing things, but to continue on their mission. And that's a mission that we try to support.
Josh, you're so right. I mean, you've explained it so well. You know, anybody who, you know, if you just look, for example, fighter jets that the American government procures, the question is like, why don't they build their own jets? Because if they built their own jets, they would still be, you know, on the papers, in the paper thing. You need to be brought to you. They need to make a decision and go from there. Public-private partnerships are absolutely crucial to get things going forward.
Critical, yeah.
Really, just what you've done here, what you've been able to achieve is simply amazing. And it really just shows that when there's a plan and you keep it simple, you can really do things that are quite phenomenal. Josh, let's take a quick break. We need to run back to the shops. And then when we come back, we'll wrap up with a few remaining questions.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 Chai FM. And just to let you know, the Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage your health risks. Whether you're having a regular wellness check, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with Pap smears, family planning and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and most importantly, with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics inside a Dis-Chem pharmacy, and all you need to do is walk in and find the clinic. Dis-Chem pharmacies, better start, health starts here. Josh, the first question people are asking, what else do you guys do besides CIPC?
It's just CIPC for now, and it's just companies. But I can let you in on a little secret, Avi. Next year, we're going to be launching an Infodox for trusts. Beneficial ownership has kind of forced our hand with this. For a long time, we've had customers asking for an Infodox for trusts, but with beneficial ownership needing the information from trusts, we are accelerating that development and are going to launch an Infodox for trusts at the beginning of next year. So soon you should be able to manage your trusts through Infodox as well. And if the trust happens to be a shareholder of a company, you'll see all that data tie together beautifully.
Where do you see yourself going besides CIPC type of work? Is that going to be your main focus, or are you looking to branch out?
I think, as Steve Jobs once said, that focus is about saying no. And I'm quite proud to say that we've said no to many, many things. And it's why Infodox is still very good at what it does. Compliance is the niche that we try to, the problem that we try to solve, right? And compliance for companies is mostly made up of CIPC. There are a few other Companies Act requirements that Infodox also helps you manage, like keeping records on file for 7+ years, like creating a resolution to approve the annual financial statements every year. So there are a few company compliance problems that we seek to solve. Branching into Infodox for trusts, I think we're going to do the same. It's going to be what are the compliance requirements for trusts that we can make as mundane as possible. And who knows, one day we will be chasing a new magic number. Instead of 100,000 companies, we might be chasing 1 million registered entities, whether it's a company, a trust, or an individual. And in my personal life, there are certain things that I need to do as a citizen of this country that feels a little bit like compliance, whether it's renewing my driver's license or renewing the license of my vehicle. These are the types of things that I think Infodox is always going to focus on. How can we make your life just a little bit easier? How can we help you solve that problem, that simple problem of compliance? How do we make it, something that you use once or twice a year and you sleep better at night because you know that you are compliant. That's really what Infodox is planning to do. And if ever that means we need to go across the border because you have a registered company in a neighboring country, that is something that we get asked about a lot as well. And it's something that we would really love to do. To build an Infodox for our neighboring countries, to build an Infodox for Africa would be something that we might look to do in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, Josh, all I can say to you is everything of the best, and please go and visit Infodox, even if it means that you just want to double check what your accounting fees are going to pay for. Just go and have a look. There's nothing more empowering than knowledge. Go have a look, and it's all there. You can just keep on top of things. Not that you're double checking your accountant, but you're empowering yourself to give yourself the information at almost no cost at times and at a click of a button. Josh, all the best to you. And it's not just that you've built an amazing company that helps people, is that you've built a company that is building a country. And that's exactly what South Africa needs now is investment. And investment comes from within. When investors see that the source of the country, company or the country is healthy, money will pour in. As someone who lives out of the country, one thing I've always said is South African finance, insurance, investment, medical, banking is leagues ahead many other countries, and you're part of that. Josh, thank you so much. Everybody, please go visit Infodox and inform yourself. Thank you so much, Craig. Thanks for pushing the buttons. We'll speak to you next time.